All right, so on the line with us, we have Anthony DeFalla, the Director of Public Works for the City of Derby. Thanks for taking a second. I know you guys are really busy, but thanks for taking a sec to talk to us.
No problem at all.
So you've been, how long have the crews been out in Derby?
We came out at 2 a.m., and we've been out ever since.
And so how is the storm? I'm talking to you at about 11:11, almost 11:15. How's it been so far? Is this sort of a routine New England storm so far? Anything particularly challenging?
No, just in the last hour. I mean, it turned to sleet in the last hour or so, and the roads have become very slick, and our trucks are sliding around a little bit, but the guys are doing a great job out there. We're pretty much keeping up with all the roads. I anticipated losing the secondary roads based on last night's forecast, but we're doing pretty well with it, and I think we're right where we need to be at this point.
And so the forecast going forward, has it gotten better, worse, stayed the same, and how's that affect what you guys have to do today?
I think the forecast has changed a bit. I don't think it's going to be as extreme as they forecasted yesterday. We're going to be out here for definitely the remainder of the day and into the night cleaning up, but we're okay. The guys are doing a good job. I'm going to have to give them a break in a couple hours, but other than that, it's status quo here.
And any equipment failures or anything like that? And have you helped, I don't know if there have been any fire or ambulance calls today in Derby, but how are you dealing with that?
No, we haven't had any emergency situations with the other agencies in town, meaning the police department or the fire department or the ambulance corps. We had some minor breakdowns, but pretty much routine breakdowns, hydraulic hoses, a piston, a broken plow blade, but typical breakdowns, nothing major.
All right, good.
Thank God.
Yeah, right, and the tax board will be happy to hear that too.
Yeah, I don't know. This one might push me over the top with my storm budget, but we're okay. I mean, it's public safety. You got to be out there, and we got to treat these roads and make it safe for travel.
That's right. You got to do it. All right, Anthony DeFalla, thank you so much for taking a moment to come on and talk to the Valley Indy. I really appreciate it.
No problem. And tell all the other local towns that you covered, tell them to stay safe out there. Take your time with this ice, and we'll get it cleaned up.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay.